This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Now, the episode we're getting ready to talk about, I love this episode, Andy on Trial. It's one of the most memorable moments, and it's a serious moment, that Don Knotts plays as Barney Fife. And I'm going to play a little clip of that a little bit later on in the episode. But this is the episode that aired on April 23rd, 1962. It was written by Jack Ellenson, Charles Stewart, and was directed by Bob Sweeney. Now, the episode opens up with Andy walking into an office in Raleigh, and we find out that he's in J. Howard Jackson, notorious, but that's really my Freudian slip, but he's a famous publisher in the episode. And the reason Andy's there is about 2 weeks earlier he'd given him a speeding ticket, and he was supposed to show up at the Mayberry Courthouse and to pay his fine, and he didn't show. So Andy goes to get him and has a summons, and if he doesn't agree to come, Andy's going to throw him in jail. So Jackson makes a couple attempts. It looks like he's going to try to bribe Andy, offers him a cigar, which Andy turns down at first, but then takes one for Barney for when he feels sporty. Barney likes to smoke them. And so Mr. Jackson gets irritated, does a little couple of insults there, and then calls his attorney, and they meet in Mayberry. The next scene we see they're in the courthouse, and Andy turns his sheriff sign around to reveal justice of the peace, and that always gets a little bit of look from everybody, and then turns around and fines Mr. Jackson $15. Then Mr. Jackson gets irate because he's been dragged all the way back from Raleigh to Mayberry to pay just what he considers a small $15 fine. So Jackson makes a couple threats, storms out of the office, and the next scene we see Mr. Jackson talking to a reporter. Now, this reporter is a former model and beauty queen and a one-time television game show host. Her name is Ruta Lee, and she's playing Jean Boswell in this Andy Griffith Show episode. But Mr. Jackson, and I'm going to tell you who he is, because he should be a familiar face to a lot of you as well. He asks her to go dig up some dirt on the sheriff. She tells him that could be hard because it's always tough to find somebody in a small town that has dirt on them. When they're the sheriff, they usually have a clean reputation. But J. Howard Jackson doesn't care. He wants to get back at Andy for taking so much of his time away. So in the next scene, we see Miss Boswell arrive in Mayberry, and of course Barney's taken with her right away and begins to help her. And we have a little interesting thing happen here. In this part, she asks Barney about a hotel, and Barney tells her that the Mayberry Hotel is the town's only hotel. But in other episodes, we hear of the Palmerton Hotel, the Gibson Hotel, and the Jim Hotel. So again, just a sign of either they did a lot of hotel building in Mayberry or just some inconsistencies in the episode, which sometimes happens. And I always like hearing about these inconsistencies. So if you have any, just let me know. But anyway, Barney directs her to the Mayberry Hotel, and she comes back to the courthouse a little bit later, and Barney introduces her to Andy, and then Barney takes her under his wing and takes her around town and shows her around the courthouse. And in a funny scene here, Barney starts telling her that they're asking for a new up-to-date crime lab, an expansion for the courthouse, and a new wing of cell blocks, a rec hall to chapel. And Andy's like, where is this coming from? But he kids with Barney about he can't wait to hear more about the plans for all this expansion. And of course Barney gives that upset look. Again, Barney's getting carried away with himself, which is sort of a foreshadowing of what happens a little bit later. Barney is at the diner with Miss Boswell, the reporter, who he thinks is a college kid, who's majoring in government, by the way. And Barney starts to criticize Andy a little bit. And Barney gives three criticisms of Andy in this little scene. He says that Andy mollycoddles Otis, and that's a term for taking it easy on Otis, letting him lock himself up and let himself out after he's through with his getting his snoot full, as it said on the Andy Griffith Show. And then Barney has written several jaywalking tickets for Emma Watson, which Andy just tears up. And then Barney criticizes Andy for sometimes using the squad car for unofficial business, such as delivering groceries. So again, he levied three criticisms. What Barney didn't know was that he was talking to a reporter, and she was going to use this to hurt Andy a little bit later. So in the next scene, we see an attorney come in the office, and he basically tells Andy he's been suspended, shows him the newspaper article, and Andy and Barney just have this unbelievable look on their face and have no idea where this comes from. So the hearing is set for the next day. And so And Opie's in this scene as well. You can see the hurt on Opie's face when he sees something happening to his dad. And I like the way Andy handles him. Even then, Andy about to lose his job, he tries to make Opie feel better about what's going on. So in the next scene, we see a group of people sitting in the courthouse, and J. Howard Jackson comes in, and then Andy starts to realize what's happening. The attorney from the day before is there, and then we're waiting on the commissioner to come in. Well, the commissioner comes in, and they start the hearing, and then it's announced that the key witness is Bernard Fife. And and I love the shot of Andy and Barney. Andy's look on his face, and then Barney's look on his face when he realizes he's the key witness, and they're just so confused at what's going on here. And so they put Barney on the stand, and this is where we get to the real touching scene that happens here. Well, Barney just doesn't understand how he could be a witness against Andy, and then all of a sudden they ask the reporter who's standing outside, Miss Boswell, to come in, and then Barney stands up and exclaims, "She's not a college student, she's a reporter," and so they all start to understand what happens now. So the attorney begins asking Barney questions and forces him to answer yes or no, basically admitting that he criticized Andy in these three areas, and then the commissioner tells Barney to step down from the stand, and Barney says, "I'm not going to step down to the stand." And again, what happens next is one of my favorite parts of the Andy Griffith Show, though, especially the most serious scene where Barney does some real serious does a serious monologue here of what he thinks about Andy and what the town thinks about Andy. And I'm going to play just a part near the end because I think this part is just so touching.
"You ask me if Andy runs a taut ship, Mr. Milton. Oh, no, he don't. But that's because of something that he's been trying to teach me ever since I started working for him. And that is that when you're a lawman and you're dealing with people, you do a whole lot better if you go not so much by the book, but by the heart."
Now, Barney says this, and again, I get chills every time I see this. I love the camera shot where you look and you see Andy's face, and he just has such a look of satisfaction because Barney has said so many nice things about him. And in this case, Barney saves the day. And again, I love the way they depict Andy. Andy just takes everything in stride. But, you know, Barney caused the trouble, but instead of Andy getting Barney out of trouble this time, Barney gets him out of trouble. And again, that's a different twist for the Andy Griffith Show that doesn't happen that often. And then the little end part of the episode, before we even get to that, after Barney steps down from the stand, I love he goes over and he and Andy sort of have an awkward moment. Then Barney sticks his hand out to shake hands, and that's just the friendship between the two. And then the end of the episode, Barney's talked about him running his mouth, and he's standing there and tells Andy to punch him in the nose. Well, of course, Andy's not going to punch him in the nose, but Barney just tells him if he ever starts going off like that again, make sure he stops him. And sure enough, the courthouse phone rings, and it's Thelma Lou, and Thelma's asking about how the court case came out, and then there goes Barney, starts talking about how he pretty much saved the day, and how he had everybody in the palm of his hand, and the funny ending to the episode, Andy takes Barney's hat off and stuffs it in Barney's mouth. So again, another great episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and again, I love this because there's humor, and it had such a touching moment when Barney's giving his little monologue about what he thinks about Andy and what Andy's trying to teach him. All right, so for today's trivia question, you had to pay close attention when you're watching this episode, but Miss Jean Boswell, the reporter, as she's posing as a college student, she claims to go to what university? What is the name of the university that Ms. Boswell claims that she is attending and majoring in government? You can find the answer to that trivia question on www.burkeonmayberry.com, or you can email your answer to burke@mayberry.com, and I'll respond and tell you whether you got the answer right or wrong. But on burkeonmayberry.com, you can go and see the answer in parentheses right beside the name of the episode, Andy on Trial. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com, and also I'd like to direct your attention to another podcast done by Alan Newsom, a friend of mine, Two Chairs No Waiting, and I think you'll enjoy that podcast. It's really got some good Mayberry stuff out there. So again, if you have any questions or comments, contact me at burke@mayberry.com, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.